We're talking about the Jazz Network. Now, I just learned about this thanks to Jill. Jill from the YWCA. How are you doing, Jill?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. And you brought your friend Jazz.
Yes.
How's it going, Jasmine?
Yes, it's going good. Thanks for having us today.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the Jazz Network. It empowers girls to be successful women leaders. So how did this all come about, Jazz? This is your program. It's got your name on it. So what led you to start this organization?
Well, the reason for me to start Jazz Network was, I believe it was something that I needed when I was growing up. It serves as a support network, so we show up for girls in the way that they may need it, and that is what is so special about Jazz Network as a program and as an organization. So it started as an idea, and now in partnership with the YWCA, they're helping us make it a reality for girls in our community.
You're kind of young to start a whole organization like this. I mean, you're an athlete. I looked at your website and stuff like that. Athletics is a big part of your program. Is that something that led you? I mean, women who taught you along the way, maybe? Is that where it came from, you think?
Yes. So sports has been so important to me in my life. I was able to study abroad, play overseas in England. I also worked for the Buffalo Bills for a couple years in community relations department. So my life has been just shaped around community service and athletics, and I believe that it's a great opportunity for girls to get involved in sports, to learn a lot of different skills that you may need in life and as you navigate through what your professional career may look like.
So I see three different programs that you have started here. Let's see. I have the website right in front of me. I've been studying, you know.
Yes, I love it.
Because this is really new to me. I mean, Jill just reached out to me. Now the YWCA, how do you guys, are you partnered with Jazz, or are you just kind of help her or lead your participants to her or something like that?
We are partnered with her. When I became a case manager there, they told me that they had this wonderful girl named Jazz, who started the Jazz Network. And as soon as Jazz came to us and we saw the amazing work she was doing, and immediately we're like, we want to be a part of this. So we partnered together. We create events together, workshops, everything like that. Some of them are held at the YW. We write for grants. A lot of our, all of our funding is pretty much grant based.
Okay. And Girls Rising in Leadership, that's a club now?
Yes. So we will be piloting our first Girls Rising in Leadership Club at school number 58 this year. And it is a hands-on leadership club for girls. We're going to be doing a lot of work around being able to handle conflict, being able to speak up and advocate for your peers, and how to navigate difficult conversations with peers and your family as well. So we have a lot of good activities to help with that.
Okay. Young Women's Sports Academy. Again, that's your background.
Yes.
You're also like the assistant basketball coach at U of R?
At RIT, yes.
At RIT,
yes, no worries. Yes, it's a new position, and super excited about the opportunity. Last year, I was coaching at Edison Tech High School, and we had a partnership with RIT where the college girls was able to mentor some of our high school players.
Oh, that's great.
And we were able to attend some games, and we're looking to grow that partnership with more high schools as well.
All right. And now you're a coach.
Yes.
You were a head basketball coach at the high school, right?
Yes.
And now you're an assistant coach in college?
Yes, I am.
Is that what's that step like?
It is going to be a great step for me. Right now, I am focusing on just learning the different ins and outs of college coaching, recruiting, building relationships, and being able to build off my experience at the high school level.
Okay. And then Young Women Connects. Now, that sounds like another club, maybe?
So our Young Women Connects are some of the things that we do with the YWCA. So that's the workshop series that we have. That's our social events that we do for girls. That is our field trip series. So we may do a hike, we may do college visits, educational museum visits. So those all fall in Young Women Connect. So it's more like a program rather than a club.
So this is women in Monroe County, ages 11 to 18. And if this sounds like something they want to get involved in, what do they do? How do they do it?
Yes, so we have a website, www.thejazznetwork.org. On there, we have a join page where you can find more information about the programs that we offer, how to get involved with those programs, and we do release our calendar on the website as well. We do have social media, so we're on Facebook at Jazz Network, and we're on Instagram at the_JazzNetwork, where we post about our events that are coming up and ways that people can get involved, like volunteers or how you can donate to some of our programs.
So, well, speaking of volunteers, now what kind of volunteers do you need? What kind of assistance do you need from the community, would you say?
So right now we are building out what our school year program will look like, which is very new to Jazz Network. So previous, before our partnership with the YW, our events were more pop-up, or our programs were more pop-up. Now we're looking to make our calendar a little bit more consistent. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for mentors to help us guide girls through navigating the process of going to college, also finding their first job, maybe signing up for their permit so they can now have a way to get around
transportation. Yeah.
Yes. So we are looking for mentors, and we're also looking for volunteers to help us out at our events. So we do have a arts program that is also part of our programming that we do in the summer. So we are looking for artists that can help us with those programs as well. And our sports academy, we focus right now just on basketball because that's what my expertise is in, but mm-hmm. we are also looking to grow those programs. So looking for coaches for those programs to expand on those sports.
Do you associate with like the AAUs in town and stuff like that?
I mean, at the moment, I do not.
Okay. Is that something in the future possibly? Or she's just smiling.
It is a possibility.
Maybe I went somewhere I'm not supposed to. I don't know.
we have expanded to other sports. We've taken the young women to, a few of them are into martial arts. We've gone to yoga. So we're trying to expand their horizons too. We have a lot of basketball players. A lot of the young women love Jazz and call her coach in a very endearing way. So we are always looking for more opportunity to expand that sports horizon. So that might be something possibly in the future that we're looking at.
Right, right. What other things are you looking for down the road in the future? Have you thought about that, or are you just trying to get this off? Maybe I should have started here. How long have you been doing this? I mean, your website looks very professional. Looks like you've been doing it for a while. You know what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
When did you start all this?
So Jazz Network became a registered nonprofit in 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the work has been, I've been doing the work for about 3 years, just testing to see if this is a need in our community and how to really get it started.
Right.
So I've been
right.
doing a lot of the groundwork to make sure that it was in a place that I can come to the YWCA and they can help us fulfill the mission of Jazz Network, and it aligns really great with what the work that they're already doing.
Right, right. Now, you have a board of directors, I saw.
Yes.
Now, did they help you? Did they guide you in how to get this off the ground?
They've been with me since I started. So I started Jazz Network, what is now Jazz Network, as a girls basketball free training program. Mm-hmm. And they were volunteer coaches with me in this program, and they have seen the program and Jazz Network grow.
Gotcha.
So they have been with me since the beginning.
Has anybody come to you wanting to learn how to play a clarinet or anything like that when they see the Jazz Network?
Not yet. We're waiting for
Just
it.
Just wondering.
It is so funny that you say that. So, yes, I go by jazz. I listen to a lot of jazz music. I played in jazz band when I was in middle school, and
Jazz plays jazz.
And I played the clarinet.
Oh,
that
really?
Is crazy that
wow,
you say that.
That just like came to me, yeah.
Yes. So I have, people have asked me, is it a jazz
right,
organization?
Right.
But I think I've done some really great work, and also in partnership with the YW, in establishing that it is jazz and it's a support network for jazz. So the network is an extension of my personal and professional
right.
network, and we help the girls through their journeys.
Do you think music could be one of your programs down the road?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be probably very popular. Young people are really into music. I mean, there's young people in music academies popping up all over the place. So it's definitely needed. And I think it really helps kids, you know, to be, you know, just their sense of pride and something to do. And as they say, the old adage, get them off the streets.
That's a big mission that we're trying to do because we see it more and more, unfortunately. And pretty much whatever the young women come to us with, you know, within reason, we try to follow up with them, whether it's music or art or business. We have a young woman who wants to make her own brand of clothing at the moment and be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So we try our best to help them reach whatever goal
they
have.
Hook them up with business leaders and that kind of stuff?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, it's thejazznetwork.org. And we have Jazz and we have Jill from the YWCA. You also are looking for donations, right?
Yes.
Anything helps there. Anything else you want to leave us with before we're done here?
Yes, I do want to talk about one initiative that is also a part of Jazz Network, which is our Sports Equity Fund. And the Sports Equity Fund allows us to provide resources, equipment, and opportunities for girls to be successful in sports. So we're able to send girls, Joe mentioned a little bit, to opportunities like martial arts through that fund.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to pay for basketball camps from that fund.
Oh, nice.
We're able to provide basketball sneakers,
whatever
girls may need to be successful in that sport that they want to play. So that is also one of the initiatives that we're really trying to grow in Monroe County as
well. All right. Well, I'm very impressed. And something I never knew existed, but now I've learned, and hopefully we've educated some people about what you have going on, and good luck with it, and keep us up to date, okay?
Thank you.
Come back in a couple months or something like that, and let us know what else you have going on, okay?
Oh, I'm sure there will be a lot more by then.
Okay. Well, you know how to get a hold of me, right?
Yes, we do. Thanks for having us today.
Jill and Jazz, thanks so much. TheJazzNetwork.org. Check it out. If you know young women who want to be involved, this would be a good place to start.